Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I please speak with Arshin Binji?
Speaking.
We're conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
Not in the right direction.
Okay, ground track?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I'd like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies out of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th mm-hmm. Avenue, and east of the Hylia River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. And in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
88.
Thank you. And now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not featured?
Asian.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. And you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And the first one is more good-paying jobs. From 1 to 5?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to 5.
5.
Better public transportation options.
4.
4. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
4.
More dining and entertainment options. From 1 to 5.
4.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
Three.
And better street and road maintenance.
Five,
thank you. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
The right amount.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Too few.
And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. The first one, okay. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Lavin? Yes, strongly,
more.
Somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
Yes, strongly, okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Doctor's office and hospital?
We need them, so what was the option? Sorry.
Strongly, yes. Somewhat,
yeah,
or no?
Strongly,
yes. Okay. And the last two, dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No. The last one, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Strongly, we need them.
Strongly, yes. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Lavin?
More, just grocery stores, I would say. The bigger stores like Winco or
Okay? Just let me record it very fast, and thank you for your opinion. We're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay.
Switch gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Labin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? Slight, a moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It's a big problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Labin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, moderate, fairly, or very big problem?
It's a big problem.
Okay. And now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to review a list of different kinds of housing. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more or of that kind of housing in Labin. The first one, multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes, strongly, somewhat or not. Housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat? Just strongly. Townhouses or attached homes?
No.
No. And the last one, single family detached homes?
Strongly.
Strongly, yes. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20 or more than 20 years?
Less than 5.
And do you currently own your home, rent, or are you living with friends or family?
Family.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you so much again for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Labin. And please just tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Will you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Strongly oppose.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
What was that again?
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Will you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Oppose that. Strongly oppose.
Strongly. The next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly oppose.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly opposed.
And the last two. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly opposed. Or opposed, I would say opposed.
It's just somewhat opposed, okay? And the last one. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhomes, houses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oppose.
Strongly or just somewhat, sorry?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. And the last three questions, just for statistical purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The last year of schooling, like 1 to 11th grade, high school, college?
Master's.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
The last one.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
It's Arshin, A-R-S-H.
Arshin.
Mm-hmm.
With double E. Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us.
Okay.
And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.